content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Main and Broad Magazine, Carrie Magazine, Wake Living Magazine, and Wilmington Magazine. Our first article is from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Delicio's by John Batchelor. Delicio's celebrated its 10th anniversary in April of this year. This is real family Italian. Maria and Tony Delicio are the owners. He is also the chef. Tony was born in Naples, Italy. He came to Winston-Salem to work with Maria's father, also from Naples, at Ciccioni's Pizza. The interior space is fairly small. Tables are a little close, with additional seating on the patio. Decorative prints follow the Italian theme. It's not a white tablecloth kind of place either, literally or figuratively speaking. Cloth table covers are black, napkins red. Servers are friendly, almost familiar, and knowledgeable. I got the impression that many of them have been here for some time. The bar here merits special praise for a mean margarita, the classics, with real agave syrup, if taste serves me right, as well as an Italian variation. If you are with others, you might also consider a rum bucket. I'll have this when I can share it. I can't do it alone. The term bucket is accurate. Drink orders come out to the table pretty fast. My first visit ended sooner than my wife and I would have expected. We ordered a starter right away, intending to allow a little extra time to peruse the lengthy menu. But when it arrived, we were taken aback. This was fritto misto, fried seafood. The portion was so large we doubted if we would be able to eat anything else, and that turned out to be the case. It wasn't just the size of the serving. It was the fact that we did not leave a single morsel on the platter. I cannot recall having fried salmon before, but these approximately inch-square pieces are lightly crusted and crisped, but not overcooked, leaving a moist, tender interior. Novel and very good. The calamari consists of almost all rings, plus a baby or two, lightly crusty, just a little firm on par with what I have had at other good restaurants that I have praised. Likewise the shrimp, large, slightly crisp, just a little firmer than ideal, but still good. This comes with marinara sauce, a thick Swedish version based on San Marzano tomatoes. A sprinkle of Parmesan cheese and leaves of arugula complete the presentation. On other visits, we skipped a first course and went directly to entrees. This worked out just fine, and we were able to feed ourselves a second night with leftovers every time. The house salad provides a glimpse into the attention to detail that characterizes this kitchen. Instead of just dumping greens out of a bag, which, to be candid, is typical of most restaurants, even the good ones, Delicio's adds shredded carrot, sliced radishes, olives, cucumber slices, and red onion strips, with all ingredients bright and fresh and chilled crisp. The house Italian dressing is pleasantly mellow, not sharp. Bread deserves special mention as well. Crusty rolls are made in-house and served hot, accompanied by quality extra virgin olive oil blended with finely minced fresh basil, parsley, garlic, and Italian spices. It's the best bread dip I have encountered in the triad. Pastas in particular travel well, and they often taste even better after the ingredients have had a little time to blend together. I noticed a lot of takeout and delivery going out the door. We tried three traditional selections. Spaghetti and meatballs is based on homemade meatballs blended into that lush marinara sauce. The large ground beef meatballs are studded with Parmesan cheese bits. Penne, sausage, and mushrooms place fennel-laced Italian sausage pizza and pieces and sliced mushrooms in the named pasta, also in rich marinara sauce. Lasagna layers ricotta and mozzarella cheeses plus ground beef between sheet pasta baked in tomato sauce. These are all very good renditions of these family staples. I would look forward to having any of them again. Salmon is topped with slivered almonds and stuffed with crab meat, yielding a multi-layered flavor profile that serves the main ingredient well, although we thought the salmon was cooked just a little bit more than ideal. The crab meat tastes pleasantly fresh, though. Three large tender grilled shrimp peeked over the side. The salmon is presented over a bed of fresh spinach. Chicken piccata uses breast meat, tender and moist. Virtually all Italian restaurants serve this, but to me, the criterion that separates the upper echelon from the rest is balance, and Delicio's scores on this base. The level of lemon and capers is just right, adding accent and a bit of intensity without overshadowing the chicken flavor itself. A real winner. So is veal ossobuco, although here it is prepared in an unusual way. Most renditions braise the veal on the bone and serve it bone in. Delicio's braises the veal to a literal fork tender level and serves it pulled off the bone. The result is the most tender I have encountered with flavor of unusual depth. But wait, there's more. White button mushrooms and sliced portobellos are incorporated into a supremely rich cream sauce with the veal blended in. This can be ordered over risotto or with ravioli. I chose the latter and found excellent pulled veal filling in the pasta shells. This combination produces an abundance of flavors, all playing beautifully off each other. I love it. Fried spinach leaves add decor, but I don't think they do much for flavor. I ordered a side of spinach. It's fresh, accented with a little garlic, sharpened with just the right amount of lemon juice. Several awards are framed on the wall to the left as you enter. Delicio's has earned top honors several times in the past from Yes Readers, and just won Best Italian in Forsyth County in this year's awards. The restaurant was twice named one of the 50 best old-school Italian restaurants in the United States. Accolades well-deserved. I look forward to many happy returns. Delicio's Italian restaurant is located at 301 Brookstown Avenue in Winston-Salem. Their phone number is 336-546-7202. From Main and Broad magazine, Restaurant Spotlight, Nightingale Rooftop Restaurant and Bar by David McCreary. If you're like many people who visit Nightingale Rooftop Restaurant and Bar for the first time, you'll likely encounter the same reaction. It doesn't feel like you're in Holly Springs. Instead, it seems like you've been transported to an elevated hideaway in a major city. We're trying to provide a unique experience people can't find elsewhere in town by offering shareable, small plate dining and modern cocktails, says Chris Harrell, co-owner of Nightingale, as well as the block on Main where the spot is situated. We look forward to long summer nights where people are enjoying themselves. Our goal is to bring more vibrant nightlife to Holly Springs. Chris joined forces with Matt and Christy Griffith, husband and wife proprietors of nearby eatery Pimento Tea Room, to open Nightingale in November of 2023. When I decided to open a restaurant in this space, Matt and Christy were at the top of my list, Chris reveals. They both bring a lot of creativity, knowledge, and personality. When it came to Nightingale's decor, the owners tapped award-winning architectural and interior design firm West Workshop to help develop the layout. Half a dozen different seating areas, ranging from a main dining room and private event space to a bar and patio, provide plenty of leeway for guests to relax and savor their food and drinks. Funky wallpaper, modern light fixtures, and live greenery help deliver classy, casual ambiance with loads of personality. Local artist Lacey Crime painted a striking Nightingale bird at the entrance and the restaurant's name on the back wall of the patio. The decor inside is maximalist, and there's a lot to entertain the eyes, Matt explains. We deliberately tried to create an atmosphere that can't be tied to one specific era, so there are elements that evoke nostalgia and create a storybook escape. It definitely has a top-floor speakeasy vibe, Christy adds. Is not as obvious as you would think to get up here, but if people seek us out, they will find us. Guests who manage to find Nightingale will be pleased to see Christie's ever-inventive culinary creations deftly executed by chef de cuisine Josiah Halbaum. Popular dishes include hearty smoked chicken risotto, ostrich sliders on scratch-made yeast rolls, and sweet potato gnocchi. A seasonally rotating menu features small plates designed for sharing. Prefer vegetarian? Pick the splendid whipped feta or the croquettes crowned with green goddess dressing. Vegan? Try the black bean-imbued fried grit cake. Gluten-free? Order the pork belly with apricot chutney. Some ingredients will change depending on the season, Christie says, but there's something on the menu for everyone. Matt agrees, adding, if you come here on a date or with some friends, this is the perfect place to have a communal experience. In fact, an entire segment of the menu, Things with Crackers, offers tempting appetizer selections to order for the table. Charcuterie spreads, port wine cheese or boursin, each served with house-made crackers and fried saltines. We highly recommend the rave-worthy crab cakes made from lump crab meat and served with remoulade. Christie hails from Maryland, after all, famously known for its crab cakes. When available, we source the crab from quality seafood in Elizabeth City, Christie says. Nightingale utilizes other North Carolina purveyors, like Misty Morning Ranch in Moore County for ostrich, Goat Lady Dairy in Climax for cheese, and Visionary Microgreens in Fuquay Varina. Christie also makes frequent visits to the local farmer's market. Don't skip the after-dinner options. Whether you choose the dessert cheese plate with chocolate olive oil crackers or the sublime olive oil cake with orange blossom and almond, you won't misstep. The cake isn't super sweet, says Matt. Christie infuses it with some southern flair. That's why she included cornmeal in the recipe, to give it a unique flavor. The full food menu is available until 9 p.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and until 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Nightingale's robust beverage program includes well-balanced cocktails and other evolving libations that pair well with the food. It's all masterminded by Zach Thomas, beverage and service director. We have 14 cocktails on our menu, Matt says. Six are standards, six are seasonal, and two are zero-proof offerings. We also have an outstanding spirits list with lots of whiskeys, cordials, aperitifs, and brandies. So we're building a bottle collection that's unrivaled in the area. Imaginative craft cocktails include Queen's Park Swizzle, a rum-based sipper with lime, mint, and house-made bitters, the Kachaka and Vermouth-charged Green Door, and the Westside Garden, featuring a blend of scotch, apricot, sesame, and cucumbers. Even standard offerings are elevated, such as the refreshing Aperol Spritz made with Nightingale's trademark clarified citrus soda. Our gimlet is killer, Matt says. We use our optimized house gin blend, and we make our own lime cordial. Looking for a good reason to venture out midweek? Consider Nightingale's Break-Even Bottle Wednesday, which allows guests a sample from a pricey bottle of interesting spirits at cost. Future plans call for starting a cocktail club and providing a chef's table experience. A private event space seats about 40 people and is available for a fee. It's a great space for all types of gatherings and special occasions, Christie says. Reservations at Nightingale are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Check the website for hours of operation. Nightingale is located at 300 South Main Street, Suite 312 in Holly Springs. Their website, nightingalerooftop.com. From Carrie Magazine, Restaurant Profile, Herons, by David McCreary. A proper feature of Herons, the top-tier AAA five-diamond restaurant situated inside Carrie's luxurious Umstead Hotel and Spa, simply must include the driving force in the kitchen. Indulge us here for a bit as we shine a well-deserved spotlight on Stephen Devereaux Green, the seasoned executive chef, who has spent more than a decade helping to make lasting memories for the establishment's guests. Just because Herons is a high-end restaurant doesn't mean that you can't enjoy yourself, Green said during a recent sit-down conversation. We like to create food in an atmosphere that is whimsical and fun and loosens you up so you can relax and have a good time. If there's a more approachable head chef than Green, we'd sure like to meet him. Spend just 5 minutes with the guy and you'll be enriched by his refreshing humility and authenticity. After moving to North Carolina, Green's tenure at Herons began in 2009 as chef de cuisine. Under the tutelage of acclaimed chef Scott Crawford, he helped guide the restaurant to its first Forbes five-star rating. A brief stint as executive chef at On New World Cuisine in Cary led to him returning to Herons in 2014 to helm the kitchen. I learned early on the importance of a strong work ethic, and I don't take anything for granted, Green says. Unpretentiousness aside, the chef's culinary credentials cannot be ignored. He's a four-time semifinalist for the James Beard Foundation's Best Chef Southeast Award, and in addition to his executive chef role, he serves as Director of Food and Beverage Operations for the entire Umstead complex. When it comes to the plaudits he's received in recent years, Green quickly redirects. It's not really about me, he says modestly. My 4'11" Southern Belle grandmother used to tell me to stay humble and never forget where I came from. I always try to remember that. Green is also quick to credit his capable team, especially his right-hand man, chef de cuisine Spencer Thompson, who has worked closely with him for more than 25 years. Spencer and I worked together in South Carolina, so he's a loyal friend who has helped me so much along the way, he says. He sources the ingredients and works closely with the farmers. He's so talented that he could be the chef at any fine dining restaurant, so we're extremely fortunate to have him here at Herons. Nowadays, Green and a cadre of talented team members provide upscale, multi-course dining in serene environs with impeccable service. Menus change with the seasons, but one thing remains constant. The cuisine consistently exceeds diners' expectations. People don't just come here for particular dishes, Green says. They come here for an experience. They trust us to provide something special and memorable. Green's personal mantra entails creating memories. One way he brings forth long-lasting recollections at Herons is the art tour, a multi-course from art and nature themes found around the property. The menu is based on curated pieces of art seen throughout the hotel, Green says. I gain inspiration from the art and transform that onto the plate. Whenever a dish is served, it's accompanied by a small easel along with a print. The server then explains what inspired me to create each dish. Also popular among guests is a four-course dinner that features well-balanced dishes that are visually stunning and pleasing to the palate. Be advised, some of the items mentioned in this article may have rotated off the menu by summertime, but no matter what you order, you won't be disappointed. Many of the food selections feature finishing touches like freshly harvested microgreens and blossoming herbs that come from One Oak Farm, Umstead's nearby sustainable acreage with three full-time growers. Having the farm so close by also allows us to access fresh fruit like strawberries and plums and pawpaws, to vegetables like beets, kohlrabi, and John Hulk corn, an heirloom variety we grind in-house to make our grits, Green shares. Stellar first-course options include smoked hamachi with kohlrabi, herb aioli, and crispy sweet potato noodle, and a signature poached oyster dish served on a floating glass plate. Second course offerings include a 62-degree egg with grits, shrimp, mushroom, and abarico ham, and a seared diver scallop with cured radish, white and red seaweed, and poached wheat berries. exquisite entrees range from bluefin tuna and truffle and roamed halibut to pistachio-tinged duck, lamb with curry, and Japanese wagyu beef. Attention to detail is paramount, as each main course reveals the culinary team's passion, precision, and creativity. To further enhance the dining experience, you can complement your meal with the perfect match from Heron's extensive wine library. The Studious Collection contains the classic varietals and appellations you would expect, along with some nouveau eclectic gems that will delight the novice, enthusiast, and connoisseur alike. If you appreciate a little direction, consider the set pairings, or just ask the adept staff for assistance. We have about 1,300 selections of wine and more than 5,000 bottles in our wine cellar, said Hannah Barton, wine director and dinner manager at Heron's. We are here to guide our guests to the perfect choice. Top off the evening meal with a next-level dessert. Consider the orange blossom honey panna cotta showcasing kataifi, shredded phyllo dough, that's fashioned into a nest and then finished with frozen yogurt rocks made with liquid nitrogen. Prefer chocolate instead? Choose the bliss-inducing concoction with a 64% dark chocolate ganache base and a cocoa veil prepared with a cocoa nib stock. This item comprises multiple raspberry components, including a sorbet, puree, and fresh golden raspberries from One Oak Farm. Heron's also serves breakfast and lunch on weekdays, plus a superb weekend brunch. Service at the restaurant is refined but not stuffy. Knowledgeable, friendly waitstaff are keen to make recommendations and provide a superior dining experience for each guest. We are committed to treating each other well in the front and the back of the house, Green says. I tell the staff every day we all need to handle ourselves as utmost professionals. A secluded private dining room provides seating for up to 12 people. Reserve well in advance to guarantee availability. Complimentary valet parking is available, and reservations are strongly recommended. Heron's in the Umstead Hotel and Spa is located at 100 Woodland Pond Drive in Cary. Their website is The Umstead. I'm going to spell this. TheUmstead.com/dining/Heron's. And their phone is 919-447-4200. From Wake Living Magazine, Expanding by the Yard by Elliot Acosta. When Brianna and Roger Cornegay met in 2012, they weren't expecting that they'd eventually run one of the most popular Wake County-based social media accounts, which would lead them to opening a viral dessertery. But when Roger's marketing job became a victim of pandemic layoffs, Brianna convinced him that they could forge on by creating their own path. They named their social media project Raleigh Food Trap. We wanted to highlight local businesses that were losing their business due to the pandemic, Roger recalls about the account's early days. Compilation videos like a two-part series of must-visit Raleigh restaurants and highlights of drive-worthy dining destinations put them on the map. The couple's infectious videos about food and local businesses connected with viewers. However, after years of generating buzz for numerous other establishments, the couple felt pulled to start a business of their own. To bring their entrepreneurial dreams to life, the duo partnered with the premium dessertery, The Yard Milkshake Bar. The Yard originated in Alabama when Logan and Chelsea Green decided to open a business that featured outrageous towering milkshakes with viral appeal. After the success of the original stores, the Greens turned to franchising, which eventually landed them a deal during an episode of the popular entrepreneur investment television series Shark Tank. The reason we wanted to bring the yard back home is that we had experienced it in Atlanta and Virginia. We both noticed as marketers that the minute they received their treat, the first thing they did was take pictures of it. Their phone ate first, Roger says. It was a product that marketed itself. Each shake begins with 4 scoops of Bluebell ice cream, but the extravagant toppings add the viral photogenic appeal. They are served with everything you can think of on top, according to Roger, including pies, cakes, donuts, brownies, cookies, and other sweet accents. Some of these treats stand about 1 foot tall. Exclusive to their shop, the Raleigh Food Trap Shake features red velvet and chocolate ice cream topped with a slice of red velvet cake from Durham Bakery Favored Desserts. Having that milkshake is like a moment with God, jokes Roger. The yard even has certain ice cream flavors, such as white chocolate marshmallow, that are exclusive to their store. Oak milk-based ice cream churned in-house is available for those looking for a vegan option. Roger stresses that the menu offers something for everyone, including lactose-free and gluten-free selections. And in all, Roger says, it's a fun experience, and you get to keep the mason jar. The response has been like a wedding story, like a dream, Roger says, reflecting on the transition from content creator to business owner. People are coming from every inch of North Carolina, coming from out of the state. More than just a dream, opening the yard has been a homecoming for Roger. I grew up on these same streets, he says. I went to school at Broughton High School, so I'm really happy to be connected to that land. The Yard Milkshake Bar is at 704 Seaboard Station Drive in Raleigh. Their phone is 919-307-3504, and their website, theyardmilkshakebar.com/Raleigh-NC. And as time allows, I'm going to finish with a few ice cream shop reviews for your summertime enjoyment by Erica DeLong. Howling Cow, offering a once of a kind experience. Howling Cow produces its ice cream at NC State University using milk from their dairy cows. You can find their ice cream sold at locations across Raleigh, including their on-campus store. It's not just about enjoying treats. It also gives you insight into local dairy production process. Plus, it makes a great spot for family photos with an ice cream in hand and cows as your backdrop. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.